Amen. I just want to greet everybody this morning, and we got to see some snow today, and we don't get that much here in Georgia. I think there's about 3 or 4 inches out here, and then last weekend we got to see an ice storm, and we couldn't have service last weekend, but here we are today, and it's just beautiful outside, and I love the snow, and like I said, we don't get to see it that often down here, so we really appreciate it when we do, and we're just thankful to be here, and just let the word go forth. And that word is the word of glorified flesh and bones that's going forth in this moment of time. And we're just praising the Lord and rejoicing for it and giving testimony to it. And it's just a wonderful thing as what's taking place as we're seeing the fullness of Christ embodied in the wife of the Lamb. This word of glorified flesh and bones going forth. And we just praise Him for it. And I want to just make mention of our new book. And we thought we'd have the PDF on this last week, but we didn't get it because of the ice storm and everything that's going on with our printer. And so they got a little bit behind, but they assured us that they would have the PDF ready for the website this week. So again, I'm just asking everybody, if you want to have a look at it, just to go on, you know, towards the middle of the week or by the end of the week, and it'll be on. They assured us that it would be. So we just thank God for that. And also I want to tell about a dream that I had. And this dream came after Ben preached the message a couple of weeks ago, and the title that he preached was "The Unique Voice and Contributions of Christ, the Wife of the Lamb," and that was, you know, a Sunday. And well, early hours of Monday, I had a dream, and in the dream, I was given some great bottom land. That's all there was to it. I was given some great bottom land. Anyway, I immediately woke up, and I was wide awake, and I told Ben about the dream. And he knew what it was. He knew what bottom land was. Now, I didn't, but he started telling me that it was land that had a river on it. And anyway, we looked it up, and it's slang. It's a slang word that the South, down here in the South, they started using it. And they called bottom land, it means fertile river ground. And anyway, we looked that up, and that was just a wonderful dream, you know, showing that about our fruit. And that we were given some great bottom land, the wife was. And it is fertile river ground where we are able to produce fruit. That's what bottom land is. That's what this great bottom land that God gave us. And the wife's fruit is a Pacific fruit that we're producing right now, which is the fruit of glorified flesh and bones. And that's why we're celebrating. We're celebrating our fruitfulness now. And this fruitfulness is taking place in the wife's promised land. Okay, it's not Beulah land. It's the wife's promised land that he brought us into. Amen. And we have a certain area. You know, the wife has a certain area, a certain land area. And this is where we're producing our fruit. And I tell you, I just praise him for that. And I praise him about our identity as the wife of the Lamb is established and confirmed through the fruit of glorified flesh and bones. And through our message, we're bringing honor and glory to God in this defining moment of time. See, and now as the wife, we possess the clear understanding that we are glorified flesh and bones. And I'm just praising the Lord so much for it. And I thank him for giving me the dream. It was such a blessing to know that he's given us some great bottom land. And there's nothing like it. No one else has it. He gave it to his wife. And he's honoring his wife that he named Christ the wife. Because he made us that river that you see in Revelation chapter 22, that river is us, Christ the wife, and he named it so. And I just praise him for it, and thank you for everything, my Lord. Thank you. I'm living in the present, embracing ongoing change. I have the fullness of the faith of Christ, which is the righteousness of fine linen, clean and white. And I'm showing forth the wisdom of the wife. For when I was married to the Lord Jesus Christ, my glorified state began. And I've been learning to live in my glorified body ever since then. And I celebrate my glorified flesh and bones. It's the fruit you and I together. Oh, it's the fruit you and I together. Lord, you and I together have produced. Now I celebrate my glorified flesh and bones. It's the fruit you and I together. Oh, it's the fruit you and I together. Lord, you and I together have produced. I feel a weightlessness and joy of being transformed. My spirit and body now inseparable, for I'm glorified flesh and bones, radiant in beauty from my union with you, Lord. I'm bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh, and I'm now living in my glorified body in perfect rest. And I celebrate my glorified flesh and bones. It's the fruit you and I together. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the fruit you and I together. Lord, you and I together have produced. I feel a weightlessness and joy of being transformed. My spirit and body now inseparable, for I'm glorified flesh and bones, radiant in beauty from my union with you, Lord. I'm bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh, and I'm now living in my glorified body in perfect rest. And I celebrate my glorified flesh and bones. It's the fruit you and I together. Oh, it's the fruit you and I together. Lord, you and I together have produced. See the fruit, oh, oh, oh. See the fruit, you and I together. Oh, see the fruit, you and I together. Lord, you and I together have produced. Oh, it's the fruit. Oh, 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 it's the fruit. You and I together, Lord, it's the fruit. You and I together, Lord, it's the fruit. You and I together have produced. Praise God. We love you, my Lord. We love you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Blessed be our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless you, Lord. Bless Amen. You. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. We thank you, O Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Well, all winter long, I've wondered if we were going to get any winter this year, because the weather was so nice and everything, and it seemed like we weren't going to get any weather, bad weather at all. But I think now we've got it going now.
Amen.
Amen. It's last night and yesterday, and starting yesterday and throughout the night, we had that real fine, what they call hominy snow. What's people down here, I don't know what the proper name would be, hominy. It's because it's so thin, so fine, and it falls and it just blows a lot, but then when it gets on the ground and get wet, then it freezes up, and then that's where you got a problem. So that's where we're at now. So we just praise the Lord, and we decide to have a little service here, even though the roads are so bad and different things, because we just get out here and praise God. Seems like when we come out here and praise God, we just really, really enjoy it. And then not only we do, I find a lot of other people do. And so for their sake and for ours, we just want to just praise the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I said this morning, it's got away from the morning now in the evening. Praise the Lord. But what does it matter, whether evening, morning, noon, or night? Praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the same, isn't he?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. So we just praise God and thank him and worship him and adore him. And encourage his people to do the same. And one thing about the wife of the Lamb, a lot of these things that Paul had to encourage us to do, amen, the wife of the Lamb, she just do them anyway. She just wants to do them, and we don't have to encourage and urge people too much, because, amen, they're praising God, glorifying God, and that's because it's in them. Amen, because we know married to him, that's the greatest calling that there is. Amen. We could call, we could say we're called for this, a call for that, but that's all right. God has people that's called for different things. But those in the wife of the Lamb, that are part of the wife of the Lamb, amen, that's the greatest thing that they could have. Amen. To know that they're part of that wife of the Lamb. Glory to God. So we appreciate the Lord. Amen. And we just thought to come out and talk to you a little bit. And then just praise the Lord. We still have telephone, which is unusual for this type of weather, and we still have internet. So we got that, praise the Lord. And so we can still greet you and Tay, we appreciate you. We love you in the Lord and all these things, and it'll still go out, see. Praise God. So those are the things that's really, really good. Amen. I appreciate the songs my wife sang. Amen. And she's always ready. Glory to God to sing a song or two for the glory of God. Amen. And so we're here pretty much today without we're here pretty much by ourselves today, but we are here worshiping God, praising God, and having a good time in the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. And so that's the way we are. I thought about, should I come out and have a meeting anyway, you know? And I got thinking about when I work on a public job, it took a lot to keep me away from my job. I would just go on and do it, and if the weather was real cold, I just dealt with it. Or if something else, we just dealt with it and went on. And so I says to myself, I want to do the same for God. Amen. For the Son of God. Amen. Do what I can to please Him, to let Him know, Lord, we're thanking of You and we're praising You, and we just thank God that You have blessed us in so many ways. And I really like that dream my wife had about the bottom land. And I know she says, what would bottom land be? Of course, I have did quite a bit of farming myself, and I knew what bottom land was immediately. Amen. And if you got some good bottom land, you're pretty much assured some good crops, whatever you may be growing there. Amen. And not only that, according to what Barbara looked up on the internet, there's precious stones buried in that the river has picked up from deposits thousands of years back, maybe. Amen. And so there's that. We just praise God for it. Amen. So praise God for the bottom land. There's where all the goodies winds up, see. Amen. So we just praise God. Amen. I wasn't planning on this morning taking a regular text and preach a long message or anything like that, because we're trusting that the wizards keep our power till we finish here. And so we're just praising God and loving Him with all of our heart. Amen. Praise God. And so I enjoyed my wife's song, and I was hoping she'd sing maybe another two. Amen. And I think she will here in a little bit. Praise God. So it's just so good to serve God. So good to know Him. And all these good things, and I could talk about goodness of the Lord and go on and on and on and wind up not saying near enough about it, see, because His goodness and the way He deals with us, and He just makes everything work out right. Praise God. And we praise God for that. Glory to God. So weather here, it could stop most people. And I'm not saying if a person person is sensible when he don't get out on the road and stuff when he needs unless it's really a good driver and he knows the way around and got a vehicle that's made for that. Amen. So we didn't have to have a vehicle get to church. Amen. We've come back from the house here right into the church and just worship God and praise God, and we thank God for it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Barbara, she's going to sing another song too. She said, amen, if I wanted to do. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, why don't you do that? Because we want to greet the people and talk to them a bit and just let them know that we didn't go in the rapture. We didn't go off on a far journey, but we're right here praising God and loving Him with all of our heart. Amen. Praise God. So my wife, she's going to come and sing another song or two, and maybe hopefully give us a good testimony. Amen. That will help and bless. Glory be to God. Amen. So we praise the Lord and we thank Him. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I know this service is a little unconventional, but we like unconventional. So, and I know there's going to be more coming on that great bottom land, because that dream is significant. And so it'll just unfold as we go along. and give more on the Great Bottom Land. And just praise the Lord for it. And also, too, you know, when we talk about Paul's espousal message, well, you know, he had word for the espousal. Yes. He didn't have the word for the wife after marriage. Yes. So a lot of the things that he said, you know, it's not for the wife. Much of it is not for the wife. And a lot of it was instruction for the church ages. Yes. And so, and the wife knows the difference between the two, and it also knows that it was two different rivers, because Paul's espousal message was in the main river, but our message, the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones, is in the new river of life. So a lot of the things that Paul said does not pertain to the wife, and because it stopped right there. He had the espousal word for the virgin, but this message here, the trump of God, has produced the wife's message of glorified flesh and bones after marriage. Yes. And we just praise him for that. And now Paul knows all about this word after marriage.
Yes, he does.
And all the other saints that have returned that are part of the wife, they know all about it. And they are talking to one another about this message, because, see, they've been taking this message on. They've been taking on glorified flesh and bones.
Amen.
Through this word of glorified flesh and bones. They were granted glorified flesh and bodies through this word of glorified flesh and bones.
Amen.
That's the kind of bodies they have. They're no longer spiritual bodies. We're no longer the spiritual body of Christ. But we are the body of Christ and glorified flesh and bones, which is the wife of the Lamb manifested. And we just thank the Lord for everything. We just praise you for it, Lord. Praise you. Many people call Israel home, from ancient stones to olive groves, their stories forever roam. And I know I will go there soon and walk that proud land. After all, your people are my people too. But Lord, being joined to your glorified flesh and bones is the place I call home. You're the place, Lord, you're the place I call home. There's peace that surpasses all understanding, and I'm enjoying the fruit of our marriage, sweet as the honey and the honeycomb. And you're the place, Lord, you're the place I call home. You're the place, Lord, you're the place I call home. There's peace that surpasses all understanding, and I'm enjoying the fruit of our marriage, sweet as the honey and the honeycomb. And you're the place, Lord, you're the place I call home. Joy everlasting, and I can't help but sing this song. I'm resting safe and secure, sheltered in your arms. And I thank you for all the secret things that we share in this little moment of bliss, and letting me know I'm never alone, because, Lord, you're the place I call home. You're the place, Lord, you're the place I call home. There's peace that surpasses all understanding, and I'm enjoying the fruit of our marriage, sweet as the honey and the honeycomb. And you're the place, Lord, you're the place I call home. You're the place, Lord, you're the place I call home. There's peace that surpasses all understanding, and I'm enjoying the fruit of our marriage, sweet as the honey and the honeycomb. And you're the place, Lord, you're the place I call home. And you're the place, Lord, you're the place I call home. Praise God. We just love you, my Lord. We love you. And we love the fact that you gave Christ the wife of the Lamb. You gave us some good, actually some great bottom land. And we want to thank you for it, and thank you for the fruit that we've produced with you. And this fruit, there's no other fruit like it. And it was produced by the male and female coming together in marriage. This is the results of marriage and what the marriage has produced, this type of fruit. And we can't praise you enough for it, Lord. And it's on display before the people, and they can hear it about it. They can read about it, and when you hear it and when you read about it, you're going to know this is unique and it's special. It's very, very special and one of a kind, and there's just nothing like it. And two, I want to greet those that are coming in from Israel and Turkey and Jordan and the West Bank and Lebanon. I want to greet all those in the Middle East that are coming on and hearing this message and reading some of the books. And they're reading something that they've never heard before and never seen before. And it's a real special thing that God is putting the feminine part of the Godhead on display right before the people's eyes. Amen. And we just praise Him for it and thank Him for everything. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank
we praise
you.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Enjoy those songs there and the testimony and the dream that my wife had there about the bottom land. I tell you, it's really something. She said, "What would that be? Bottom land.
Great bottom land.
Great bottom land. I give you some, you've been given great bottom land, wasn't that what it was?
Given some great bottom land."
Yeah, and she said, "What is bottom land?" And so, of course, I knew immediately, amen, having been a farmer part of the time, amen, and we, bottom land was land very much desired.
And it was expensive.
Yeah, and expensive. If you wanted to buy some bottom land, you get ready to reach way down deep in your pocket. Amen. To get the money to buy that with.
That was coveted.
Yeah.
Coveted.
Yeah, it's coveted land. And Barbara looked up on the internet, and it was several things you could say about that. Glory to God. And just think, we got it.
Amen.
Amen. And we're just praising God for it and just thanking Him. Amen. We were. Didn't sleep much last night. Had many things to do, and so I thought, well, we will come out and greet the people and say a little something to them, let them know what we're doing, and let them know about the weather. A lot of people like to know about the weather down here. Amen. And well, this last 2 weeks we've had our share of ice and
snow
and such like, but we got through it all, and we got to watch our pipes, and well, I'm not going into all that. You know what is involved when you got weather that cold. You have to kind of stay on your toes, or you'll have a lot of bursted pipes, and so.
We didn't sleep good because the wind was howling.
Yeah, and not only that, it was cold, but the wind was howling. And whistling through the windows, you know. And here we are today, rejoicing in the Lord, praising God, and just as happy as can be. praise God and just thank Him for all the things, because we know that all things work together for good. Amen. As we endeavor to do His will, praise God. And His will, it always, He always makes it known to us. Praise God, in His way. And sometimes it don't come like we might want it, but it's come that He'll let us know what His will is. And I'm telling you, that did a lot for me, that bottom land did. Glory to God. Not just bottom land, great bottom land. The dreams is great bottom land.
It's for producing fruit.
Yeah, for producing fruit. And also, there's treasures if you want to go on a treasure hunt, dig for treasures, but I never did do much of that. I just... Yeah, the river runs right through it, and I always like to get my treasures spiritually and not so much natural. I'm not too much concerned about certain stones, how much they're worth or how much they're not worth and so on like that. But just see the things of God, the Word of God. I like the stones that's in the Word, reading the Word and praising God. And that's what we're doing here, and glory to God. And we got to, had plenty of time to do it today. Praise God, and stay out of the cold weather. Amen. That's what my wife keeps warning me about. Don't get out and take a cold. Don't. Amen. Because 86. Amen. But I feel like 17 most of the time. Glory to God. So we're just praising God and doing the will of God. And so we just wanted to come out and greet you. And when we'll be back on full throttle, Lord willing, next weekend. Praise God. Amen. So God bless you real, real good. And was you going? You have anything? Yeah. I'm going to ask my wife to just dismiss us here and pray. And amen. She had that good dream. She's been really going and rejoicing in the Lord and reading the books. I've been in another room all here and there, laughing, praising the Lord. And occasionally, I'll stick my head and I said, "What's going on? Hey, listen to this." Amen. It's just that good word of God coming out in the next book.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Ben's wanting me to close out in prayer here. Oh, precious Father, we praise you and we thank you for all things, Lord. We thank you for last weekend's seeing an ice storm, and then this weekend for the snowstorm that we've seen. And Lord, we thank you for the dream of the great bottom land that you've given us. It's real special, Lord. We love you for it, and we praise you. And we just thank you that we were able to come out here today, and we still have our electricity and everything. We don't know if we're going to lose it or not, but we have it for right now. And we were able to come out here and tell a little something about this word of glorified flesh and bones, and to give witness of it, of our glorified flesh and bones, as we're experiencing this in this moment of time, in this supernatural event that's taking place, and it's unfolding as we speak. And all Paul and all the others are here with us, and this is all happening with them too. And as God has brought us all together into one place, into the wise realm of glorified flesh and bones, into this great bottom land, and I just praise you for it, and we just love you and thank you for everything. Thank you for this new book that's coming out, Lord. If there's nothing like this new book, it just takes everything that's been said and refines it down into like a little nugget, and it is just wonderful. And when you read it, you're gonna know, hey, this is Christ the wife of the Lamb speaking. Surely it is the feminine part of the Godhead. And we just love you for it, Lord. Thank you so very, very much. Bless you, Lord. Bless you. Amen.